Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Drive on KFH.
Raindrops are falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are...
The best song from the Academy Awards in 1970. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head from B.J. Thomas. And I hesitate to ask you this question because I think I know the answer and it'll be highly disappointing. Have you ever seen Butch Cassidy and the Sundance?
Of course not. What year?
That makes me sick to my stomach. Sorry. I mean, it really does.
If it came out pre-82, I haven't seen it.
Joanna Chadwick joins us from Vibe Magazine. Joanna, some of the things I have to deal with, I shouldn't have to deal with.
You know, I don't know how you make it through the day.
Thank you. I mean, how could anyone not have seen Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
You know, it's really depressing. This generation is just trash.
We're falling apart at the seams.
Well, we're happy to have you with us. How are things going?
Not too bad. I am looking at 4 days off.
Well, that's outstanding.
I don't know what to do with myself. I'll be going to a game tomorrow night, games on Saturday. I guess that's what I'll do with myself.
What game tomorrow night interests you?
Well, I'm heading to Derby at Newton, which should be a really good game. Newton is an exciting team. They've got a couple of really good scores. And, of course, Derby's just having a really good year, so it's been a lot of fun to watch.
So a couple nights ago, Heights took it to East a little bit. What does that say about both of those teams? Because those were two of the teams that were kind of in the middle.
Boy, I don't know. I mean, really the only thing that I can take away from this City League season is Bishop Carroll is really good. And I've seen them outside the city as well as inside the city. And they're a really good team. But the rest of the city, this is the weirdest year that I have ever experienced. I mean, I've been around since 1996. I mean, Bob, obviously you've been around since the beginning, but, you know.
I've been around since Naismith blew up the first basketball, Joanna.
I thought so. But it is weird. It is very weird.
And I don't know that anybody has a sound reason, maybe a theory, but I don't even know if people have a theory.
All right, here's my theory.
Okay, let's
hear it. You want to know my theory?
Yes.
And I can't remember if I've said it before, but my theory is the City is losing some of their top talent to the area. I see it happening pretty consistently around at the schools where some of the top talent is going elsewhere. I mean, I look at, you know, my own kid, who's a 2021 kid, and all the kids that he's played against and where they all have gone. And remember when it was everybody wanted to play in the City League. That was the height of it. Well, then it became, I want to start as a freshman. Well, the way that you're going to do that is if you go to a program that isn't as good. And, you know, now those top talent are not all centered at Southeast, East, and Heights, so it's spread around quite a bit.
Interesting. That's certainly one of the theories that's floated. Another theory that I heard just yesterday was that it's cyclical, but I don't buy that because this is the strongest league in the state, and it really has been since really forever. You go back to the 1960s, and the City League was the best basketball league in the state. So I'm alarmed by this. When I look at and I see Bishop Carroll and Capon at a combined 26-1, in the league, and I see everybody else at a combined 29-53, that's something to be alarmed about.
Take a look at the weirdness of the City League. And there's other examples. Heights smoking East the way they did is one of the weird points. Now let me bring up to you the fact that Northwest beat Heights. It then took Northwest two overtimes to beat North. I don't know. Now, back in the day, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, we would have said that is the strength of the City League, that even the teams that struggle to get wins are able to push. Man, how many years did we say that? That is not the case this year. And that's not us dogging the league. It's just, it is very much a down year. And instead of it being a down year for a few of the teams, it's for all the teams except for the top, Bishop Carroll.
So, Joanna, what do you do if you're a coach in a suburban area school where all these players now are coming to your schools and schools around you and schools in your league? We're stopping short of obviously saying the coaches have anything to do with that, but you're not going to say no to any of these players, but also you probably feel like you're competing for players. What are you supposed to do as a coach?
Well, I mean, it's not like this is new, that kids up and go where they want. I mean, how many times did I see, I saw a kid go to Southeast for basketball and his brother went to Heights for track. I mean, how many times did we see that? You know, it is nothing new that kids are going. I mean, you think of North High and East, and you had Taj Gray, who lived in the North District, who went to East High where his dad was an assistant coach, and Brandon Polk, who lived in the East District, who went to North. Transferring schools, going to a school outside your district, is not very hard. You have Campus, which is an open enrollment. You have Derby, which is an open enrollment. I don't even know all the schools that are open enrollment. It is so easy to transfer. This new rule that they're contemplating putting in, that I think is the only thing that's going to make a difference.
It is easy to transfer, but it's not always easy to get transportation to these places because they're not in Wichita. And if you're waking up in the morning at 21st and Oliver, and you're going to school in Hayesville, that's a pretty good drive. I don't know what the solution is. Obviously, I'm a City League guy. I have been pretty much my entire life. And it's bothersome to me to watch the league in the shape it is. However, having said that, that takes nothing away from Bishop Carroll, because I think
they are
a team that would be competing at a very high level even in the best days of the City League.
They are highly talented, highly athletic, with incredible chemistry. And I think that the chemistry is probably what sets them apart, even from maybe some of their previous teams or other previous teams that we've seen. These guys play summer ball together. I think that these guys are really good friends. It's kind of a special group.
Do you think 6A is still the best class in high school basketball?
Jeff has a way of just throwing one at you, doesn't he?
Is that one?
I can't really think. The thing is, I think what we often see in Wichita, look at all the most schools are 5A now in the Wichita area. Think of how few City Leagues. I mean, we have Derby, Heights, Southeast. I think West is 6A. Campus is 6A. So North. So most of the teams, so when you look at the sub-state, they don't have Topeka coming down to play in your sub-state. You're playing against all 5A teams that are in the area. So I think there's probably more interest in that. Does that make sense? I don't know if 6A is the best. I mean, Blue Valley Northwest is a phenomenal team. Campus is a phenomenal team. Man, did you see Campus the other night against Salina South? They were down by 9 at the half and forced 17 second-half turnovers. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, campus visiting Derby next Friday. I'm sure you'll be at that game. Yours truly will make every effort to get to that basketball game down in Derby, where they'll roll out the red carpet, I'm sure, as I return.
Well, you know what? I was out shopping earlier for the red carpet, so you can count on it.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks, Joanna.
Bye, guys.
Joanna Chadwick from Vipe Magazine. Will you go down to that game next Friday?
No.
What do I do? But
don't I go to Andale next Friday?
Chris Davis is a very good friend.
Yeah.
Derby's my alma mater. I gotta be careful down there, don't I?
I think I gotta go to my first Andale game as a resident next Friday.
Will you be living in that house next Friday?
Yeah, we move Wednesday.
Have you been out to the house recently?
Last time we went was over the weekend, Sunday.
Well, I thought maybe Shannon had gone out since they're putting the full court press on getting it finished.
She has.
Well, what'd she say?
This is going to be done.
Nothing else. Nothing about how it looks.
Well, I was there. I know how it looks. I've seen how it looks. You were there. You saw how
it
looks.
Yeah, but
they put some gravel in. They're doing some minor things. They're going to put the carpeting down.
They had more than minor things to do as of Sunday.
Like what?
Like a lot.
Carpeting, the driveway.
And a lot more.
And some touch-ups.
Oh, my God. You're having an awful show.
How?
You're just not in tune with anything. You don't watch Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
No.
Max, is that a top 10 movie, potentially, for a lot of people, right? It's one of those that if you haven't seen it, are you really an American? That's how good it is.
Well, I haven't seen it.
Who's in it? Do you know who's in it?
Robert Redford and don't know the other guy.
Paul Newman.
Yeah, him.
Unbelievable.
Sorry.
Let's take a break. We'll return for Jive Talk here on The Drive with Bob and Jeff, a Thursday edition. Back in a minute.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.